しいですね。
Еще нам и бросай. Okay. Let me just give you a little perspective on the schedule this week. Today, tomorrow, we're going to finish up, Ezra Shem, the Chol HaMoed series. There is a Yom Iyun tomorrow, if you those that want to attend, but different sessions. But we're having Shia 10:45, so... It will conflict with one of the sessions, but not with the other sessions. So we have regular Tuesday Shia. Wednesday, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah. And Thursday, we'll see how we're going to work it. Thursday, we'll probably have an early Shia. And then, 1 o'clock, I'm giving contemporary halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah, which I think is, I would like everyone from our shir to come. So it's in the first hall. Okay? And so that'll be 1 to 2:30. And that's for the next two Thursdays. Okay, the 45-page packet that's to be completed in the two Thursdays. So I would have liked the Smicha fellows to come here. It would have been easier for us, but we'll see. Right now, that's not happening. So we're going to have to go there. So we should. We can put a request in. We can. I think it's more practical for them to come. Whatever. I don't want to cause shake the boat. Mezuzah might fall down. But it's guys, you should definitely come because it's definitely good guy to know Hilchas Mezuzah. I make house calls for Mezuzahs. So it's good guy to know the basics of Hilchas Mezuzah. So you should come. And okay. Bez Hashem, we're making the final list of Bez Hashem who's going to be coming for Simchas Torah, so please let me know. If for some reason you want to come and you didn't let me know now, we'll still, by hook or by crook, anyone who wants to come will be able to come by hook or by crook. So you just let me know, but preferably you should let me know this week. More than preferably you should let me know this week. So this way we have everything arranged in the most orderly manner as possible. Okay? Okay, yesterday we discussed some of the heterim of Chol HaMoed. We discussed Tzorech HaMoed. We said that something that Tzorech HaMoed can only be done if it's a Meleches Hedyot, Meleches Uman. So that means if I need my car because I want to take a trip on Chol HaMoed and the car breaks down, so it cannot be fixed by a mechanic. That's called Meleches Uman. But if it's something that you don't need a mechanic, that's okay. And then we discussed Dover Ovud. He said Dover Ovud means that you lose something that you have already. So if you're going to lose your job, then you can go to work. But if it's just a question of benefiting extra money that you might benefit, that's not Dover Ovid. Dover Ovid is something I have already. And some posts can say that if you're going to close your store, so the customers might go someplace else, that's also maybe considered a Dover Ovid. Today, I'd like to talk about Tzorchei Rabin, plus hopefully many other things. There's a heter on Chol HaMoed called Tzorchei Rabin. And that says over here in the first Mishnah on page 1. We're labeling this as S4 part 2. Okay, so right, this is the fourth of the Sunday. So this is S4 part 2, and tomorrow will be S4 part 3. Good. Masaknim es hamikukolos b'moed. you're allowed to be misaken if something got messed up, like the flow of water got messed up, and it's the community needs it, so you can fix it on Chol HaMoed. Umisaknim es kulkula amayim shabshus harabim. If you need to, if the water flow needs to be cleaned out, so it's okay. Umisaknim es hadrachim v'sarachovos, and you can pave the pathways and the sidewalks and the mikvos hamayim. You can fix the mikvah. Va'osim kol tzorkei rabim, and you can do all tzorkei rabim. And the sign in the Sakvaros, you could put by the cemeteries, they would have a certain demarcation, so people should know that this is where a grave is, so you could put that demarcation on. The Yotzim Rachal of the Lion, and you could go to the, if there somebody planted the Lion and two species next to each other, and that becomes us, so you'll have to uproot it on the Kolomoi. So this is the cloud of Osim called Sarkei Rabin on Moed. I think it was last Pesach when they put up a sign here that over Chol HaMoed they're putting down this carpet that we're on now. So someone decided that they're going to write on the sign, Kol HaMavazes HaMoedos Eloch Eloch Lo HaMavo. So someone decided to do that. And then someone else said, no, it should be mutter because of what? Of this Sarkei Rabin. It's not a carpet for your own house. This is the base medrash, it's the Sarkei Rabin. So who's right in this? In this machlokes, yeah. So we'll see. Let's see. So at first glance, it seems that Sarkei Rabim is totally mutter. Totally mutter. And why should Sarkei Rabim be mutter? So take a look on the. There's a famous Yerushalmi on page 3. Yerushalmi says, "Umasaknim es amukulkolos b'moed. Dovr shel tzorcha moed, aval dovr she ainu tzorcha moed also. Shal yochid. In other words, something that tzorcha moed is mutter, not tzorcha moed is also. Aval b'shal rabim, afil dovr she ainu tzorcha moed mutter. But if it's shal rabim, it doesn't have to be tzorcha moed. You see, you have to realize." That the heter of Tzorchei Rabim is not the same thing as heter Tzorcha Moed. Tzorcha Moed means that I need this for the Moed. I want to have a trip on Kol HaMoed. So I need to do this, or I want to do something to enhance the celebration of the holiday. So that's Tzorchei Moed, and that's mutter only if it's Melachas Hedyot, not if it's Melachas Umen. Tzorchei Rabim means I don't need it for the Moed. I don't need it for the Moed, but it's for the Rabin. But it's for the Rabin. So since it's for the Rabin, that's a Hefter. Well, what's the reason for the Hefter? So the Yerushalmi continues on page 4. Let's get the key line. The key line is the fourth line. Amrit. In lo misabda kedom, lo misabda og. That's the key line. In lo misabda kedom means if it's not done now, it won't be done. Meaning, when in those times, Chol HaMoed, everyone was off. So that was a time for the community to get together and do what they needed to do for the community. And if it's not going to be done now, it'll never get done. Because every day someone is working, people are working, people are doing things. So this is the one time that the community was all off. Everyone was on vacation. That was the society, that everyone was on vacation. So you get things that were needed to be done for the community. So there was a road that needed.
there was a dayani to do it on Chol Hamoed, I mean, the people will manage just the way they managed for the past 5 years. But now they want to decide. They want the road to be a good road. So this is an opportunity to do it. So Chol Hamoed is mutter because it's for the rabbi. That's the svar here. Oh.
You're right. Oh, what are you doing? Shabbos also? Oh. No, but Shabbos we have no heterim. Chol Hamoed, it's Masar HaKasuv L'Chachamim. The Chachamim decided that this is something valuable. On Shabbos, the Torah didn't give us any leeway. The Torah says everything. So you can't say, oh, Shabbos, everyone's off. That would be a great time that we should fix the roads. Right. Chacham, in other words, the Torah left Chol Hamoed very ambiguous, and the Chachamim told us that this is a value that you could do on Chol Hamoed. Oh, but the Rosh here has a chiddush. Okay, we're not going to read the whole Rosh. And you see, this is different. Let me add also, this is different than Dover HaAvod. See, Dover HaAvod, it's only mutter if the Dover HaAvod came about on Chol Hamoed. But if you were postponing the Dover HaAvod to do on Chol Hamoed, then that's not permissible. But Tzorchei Rabim, you could leave over for the Moed. Tzorchei Rabim is something that we say, okay, we have this communal project needs to get done, and Chol Hamoed is a perfect time, so even though it could have been done before, but Tzorchei Rabim supersedes all the regular restrictions. It's your first name again, I'm so sorry. Zvi. Oh, so Svi is making a very good point. Maybe this whole Tzorchei Rabim shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh, because why is that's not the way our society functions, that everyone's off on Chol Hamoed and just sitting in their chairs and waiting for something to do. It's just that's not the way our society, we're big Sundays, Sunday they're off or whatever. But so maybe we'll see. Maybe this whole Hetzer shouldn't apply, you say. That's a big chumrah, but it's not so strange what you're saying. Because we have Sundays today. We're in America where we have Sundays. So, unless it's something that requires... right, okay, you're making a very, very good point. But let's see a little in the rush here. Okay, forget where I put the arrow. Sometimes I get over ambitious with where I put arrows. So the last word, keep going down. The last word on the line is boros.
Boros. That the Gemara says that you want to make big pits. Community, it's mutter, but it has to be Tzorchei Hamoed. So the question is, but for the community, that's Tzorchei Rabim. So why does it have to be Tzorchei Hamoed? So he answers, Hasam ifnei shein melechas uman, b'ni yochel l'shanas b'hu, b'ni shani yachsidu, aval kol eilu masa hedur. V'zeh hefer sheyesh b'tzorchei Rabim, ki maisa uman b'ini shei Tzorchei Hamoed, b'in Tzorchei Hamoed, hu aval pi shekivnum l'achta b'moed, b'tzorch gadol hu mutter, Behind the chafiras bar shechid amaros, uvenei tesuch liyushalmi, abal b'maisa hedlo bein tzorach moed. Oh, so he says like this: there are two types of tzorachei rabim. There's tzorachei rabim that are tzorach moed. So that you could have a tzorachei rabim which is also tzorach moed. For example, you want to make some type of celebration. You want to have a simchas beis hashoeva. So for the community, And that's going to require you to make poster, I don't know what it's going to require, some to do some type of malachas of writing sign, making signs of and making posters and you know, doing some type of malacha. And then you have tzorche rabim, that's not tzorche moed. For example, you want to pave the street that you don't necessarily need for the moed. So the Rush says that something that's tzorche rabim, which is tzorche moed, is mutter even nicer umi. Something that's tzorche rabim, which is lapsed, not tzorche moed, is only mutter maisa edyo. So again, tzorche rabim, which is tzorche hamoed, that is mutter even maisa umi. In other words, you need to help build the shul because something has to be, construction on the shul has to be done because they're going to need a place to daven on Yom Tov. So that's Tzorche Rabbah, which is Tzorche Moed. So then you can get the carpenters who are umnin to do it. That's Tzorche Rabbah, which is what? Tzorche Moed. They need to fix, you know, there's a problem with the shul and there's a leak in the ceiling or whatever. So you can get the carpenter to do it, the roofer to do it, because it's Tzorche Rabbim, which is what? Which is Tzorche Moed, then it's Maisa Umen is permissible. But if it's Tzorche Rabbim, which is not Tzorche Moed, then what? Then only Maisa Hedyot is permissible. So if you want to do something for the Rabbim, you want to pave the roads, if you really don't need for the Moed, so then it's only Mutter if it's Maisa Hedyot. So then it comes out according to this rush. So what should be the halacha with the carpet? Well, it should be awesome.
Yeah.
Because the carpet is Tzorche Rabbim, which is it's not for Tzorche Moed. Like we weren't even here. Right? Putting down this carpet is not Tzorche Moed. It could be Tzorche Rabbim, but it's definitely not Tzorche Moed. And the Torah, putting the carpet is a Maisa Umen. Even though some of the summer one that suggests the Maisa Hedyot, but I don't know where he's coming from. I mean, where I come from, most people don't know how to put down carpets. You know, you need a special umen. So lechora, at first glance, I would say that it's awesome to do that, to put down a carpet for the. Say you want to make a new carpet for the shul or for the Beis Medrash, so that's Tzorche Rabbim, but it's not Tzorche Hamoed. Especially here, we weren't here. So at first glance, I would say, based on the Rush, and this Rush is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that Tzorche Rabbim, which is Tzorche Hamoed, could be Maisa Umen. But if it's not Tzorche Hamoed, the Dafka has to be a Maisa Hedyot. Ben?
If you, let's say, hire Jewish workers to do work for you,
oh.
And you say to them, like, you have a time period of help to do it,
we're going to get to that. Oh, you're 5 steps ahead of me. Okay? Who someone want to say something here? Baruch, you want to say something? Right. The paving of the streets was a Maisa Hedyot. Right. I guess everyone knew how to pave streets.
Otherwise, it wouldn't matter that guys aren't.
Right. Gil?
That's not necessarily true. Maybe it's the depreciating the market. They want it when it's closed. It's not necessarily possible.
Right. Maybe. Oh. And that's brought to Shulchan Aruch. You can look on page. The Magen Avraham on page 6 in Sifkan and Gimel.
in the last three lines in Sivkot and Gimel, says Mashma Dimyesh Manhig Sharashus Biyodu Lasos Levado Osu Lasos Ubemoed.
Whereas if you have a community where you don't, there's one person who could do, you know, the work whenever he wants, so you don't need the whole community to gather, so then maybe the whole heter of Tzorchei Rabbim might not apply, which is similar to what Svi said, that maybe it should fluctuate with the type of community it is. Oh, so the only heter I found on page 7 Old Kosla on page 7, the arrow there on the right side. Old Kosla Poskin. Shabchol Ofen Shayochel Goren Bittel Torah Derabin, Yakuas Tikune Bes Knesses, Amacha Moed, Yesh Lahokyam. Umatsoi Babate Chinech, Talmude Torah Vishivas, Yimechol Moed, Hen Yom Shalom is Kaimim Limudom, in Loyasku Betikune Berekabais, Tismasha Hamalocha Adutkilas Azman, Vispatu Milimudom, Chen Mutal Lusasik Bezebetso Chol Moed. So he says a special heter for the yeshivas to work on Chol HaMoed, to fix the building, because if they're going to do it during the year, it's going to be, it's going to, you know, they would have to close the Beis Medrash, and that would cause Bittul Torah, so then that would be permissible. But, yeah. Right, they could wait till the summer, right, that's, yeah. Right, strictly speaking, I understand, well, why did they wait till July, but just to be Malamed Tzchus, look, if they would have asked me before, I would have said, you know, why don't you do it in the summer, but maybe they have other things to, I don't want to, you know, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. But in general, there is this heter of that shuls and schools that Chol HaMoed is a good time to do things in the building because people are not there. So, you know, that could be an overriding factor. Again, then you have to see whether, you know, there are other times in the year that it could be done, and maybe it wasn't the best idea to put the carpet here in the, you know, on Chol HaMoed, but try to be Malamed Tzchus and say maybe there were other cheshbonos that they had in mind. Okay. What can I tell you? Okay, let's talk about writing on Chol HaMoed. That's always a big thing. What's the story of writing? So it says on page 8. So till now we discussed Tzorchei Rabbim. So Tzorchei Rabbim is permissible. So that means if you need to build an Eruv, Chol HaMoed, then maybe that's also Tzorchei Rabbim. Be mutter. So if you make a makeshift Erev, that's not a Maisa Uman, so that will chore is mutter to make on Chol HaMoed. Well, say you need to make it for if Shmini Atzeres falls out on Shabbos, and you know, someone wants to go out of town with a baby or something like that, and you need to make an Erev, so that should be mutter. Right. Okay. All these things are mutter. What are these things? Kiddushei Noshim, you write a star of Hareyat Mekudeshesli. And you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed, but you can do Kiddushei in Chol HaMoed. But we do Kiddushin and Nisuin at the same time, so we don't have this dichotomy.
But in the times of the Talmud and the Mishnah, they didn't do Kiddushin. They did Kiddushin, and then the Suin was not till a year later. So then the Kiddushin could take place on Chol HaMoed. So we do Kesef. But in those days, they used to do with, sometimes they would do a Shtar. So Shtar means there's a piece of paper. It says, Harei Am HaKudoshes Li B'Shtar Zu. You write on the paper, and then you hand it over to the Kala. So that Shtar you could write on Chol HaMoed. Gittin is Gittin. Shovrim are receipts. You bought something, you want a receipt. Daitiki are a last will and testament. Matana is you're giving somebody a matana, so you're writing the deed. Prusbul is you write for the Shemitah year, so it shouldn't meshamek. Igroshum means you evaluate property, and you want to write down the estimation. Igros mozen shtar chalitzim yunun stetra. The igros shel reshus. So Rashi says igros shel reshus sivoy v'kiyim shel shulton. If the government wants to issue a document, so that document can be written on Chol HaMoed. Now Tosa says Eil Kosvin Nira Dechol Hani Havudover Ha'Avud Penyomos Hanosin O Edim O Bezdin O Yochulum Dina Seyam. Because all these things are pressing matters. We're afraid that if we don't write up the document now, who knows, after Chol HaMoed maybe the people will go away, and so it's a pressing need, therefore it's mutter. But the last thing in the Mishnah is Igra Shel Rishus. And there are two ways of pronouncing that word Rishus. Is it Rashus or Rishus? What's the difference between Rashus with a Patach and Rishus with a Shva? What? Rashus is the leadership. Like Pirkei Avos, Al Tisvado El Rashus. Rashus is the leadership. That's like Rashi learned. But Tosus learns, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Mefarsh Prisa Shalom. Igrish Rashus means you want to write a social letter. You just want to write a letter to your friend, a social letter. And there's no need to necessarily do it on Chol HaMoed, but you enjoy. You have a nice friendship. You want to write him a letter. I guess Bizman is that people write emails. There's still a concept of a letter, but you want to write a letter just for camaraderie. So it's not a mitzvah per se of, you know, you're doing a particular. It's reshus. It's something that's an optional letter, meaning a social letter. So that's permissible. That's called Tzorach HaMoed, to do that. That's called Tzorach HaMoed, to do that. And that's the Yerushalmi on page 10. On page 10 it says, Igra Shel Rishus, Zo Sheila Shalom. So if you want to write a letter on Chol HaMoed, You're away in Chol HaMoed, and you want to write a letter, you want to write a postcard, you want to write a whatever, and you're away. So the Mishnah says Igra Shel Rishus are permissible. Zo Sheila Shalom. Because the Yerushalmi's girsa was Rishus with a Shva. Rishus means an optional letter. Whereas Rashi's girsa was Rashus, meaning that was a letter of the government, a document of the government. Now there's no Dover other. So the way Yerushalmi is learning is that there's a heter for writing a Chol HaMoed even if it's not a Dover other. Maybe the other things were a Dover other, but this is Tam a what? Simchas Yontif, right? Right. But now close to going Yerushalmi, maybe all those things are Dover other, but this last thing is not. Or it could be two different heter. You can have a heter al stover al good, and you can have a heter al Grossman, Rav Daniel Grossman.
What about a computer or even that we say the term paper?
Yeah.
Rishon, it would appear that since you have to do it, it would be circumstantial that you got to finish, therefore you might be allowed to do it.
Right, in other words, you worried so much about this term paper. And they'll give you the greatest simcha to be able to write this term paper. What? Yeah. So, should that be the same heter of Igor Shalushus? What do you say, Rabosa? Is that the same heter of Igor Shalushus? What do you say? I think we'll see if the post take it off the phone line here. Harav Ben.
How was that all? It's not Rishus. It was beginning. It's something you have to do. It's not an optional to start with. And you have the term paper. It wasn't even an option. You're not optionally writing the term paper. You're obligated to write it. When you're writing a letter to your friends, you're not obligated to write it. It's your option.
Right.
That's
no, but the whole you saw the guys are saying is you're writing it because it gives half, it makes, promotes.
No, I think it's
it's a pressing matter. Are you getting enjoyment? You're not getting enjoyment. Are you getting enjoyment? Yeah, well, you should have written it before. But as every student knows, that these things don't always happen. What? He says, like Shayara. Right. No. Oh, but let's take a step back for a sec. Take a look on page 11. Page 11 is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's one of the major Rishonim that we have is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The official name of the Sefer Rabbeinu Yerucham is told us Odom Bechava. Now, I'm glad you asked. There is no new printing of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And we have a tradition that anyone who tries to make a new printing of Rabbeinu Yerucham doesn't make it through. People have tried to make a new print of the Rabbeinu Yerucham and they didn't come out of it alive. Whoever was trying to make new printings of Rabbeinu Yerucham. So we have a tradition, we don't start up with Rabbeinu Yerucham. And we always print the old Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's not like all the other Rishonim, the Ritva, you have the new Ritvas and the new Rashbas and the new Rambans. But Rabbeinu Yerucham we don't start up with. I don't know, but it's known that people try to make new printings and they didn't survive. So I would recommend it. So I recommend other things for you. But if you think that's what you're going to do in life, that you're going to make new Rabbeinu Yerucham for footnotes, just don't give up the idea as soon as possible. Yeah, I've never even seen it with footnotes. Rabbeinu Yerucham is Rabbeinu Yerucham.
You can't print the
I wouldn't try it. Okay, so what does Rabbeinu Yerucham say? Matzasi Begilion Shemati Rabbeinu Tam Lichtov B'chol Amod B'chsivas Mashkaya Shiksiva Daka B'lo Shinoi Shiksiva Atzma Shinoi So Rabbeinu Tam permitted, he says that the ksiva that's also Chol HaMoed is only like the ksiva of the Sefer Torah type of ksiva, the thick letters. But our ksiva, the stick letters that we have, just lines, stick letters, that's not Bechlal the Issa. That's not Bechlal the Issa. In other words, the Issa was only something nice. So if that be the case, according to this, our regular writing would be totally mutter. You don't even need the heter of Igra Sholom and stuff like that, because our writing is ksav meshita, mashkaya, whatever you call it, and therefore it would be okay. Okay. So that would be okay. So strictly speaking, some posts can say you should have do a shinoi, that the regular writing is okay. It's just that if you're going to write a regular writing for a long time, then it's going to be a tircha shalol tzorach, that should be asur. But if you just have to write a little bit, jot something down in the regular writing, so mikir din it's mutter, because our ksav is not the ksav of the real. Fancy ksav of the Sefer Torah, but we have regular ksav, and that ksav was not prohibited. Right. What? So a term paper, so. Yeah, so. Unless you say it's mom is so weighing down on you that you won't have any Simchas Yontif at all, so then I would say, just like the Yerushalmi said yesterday, that moving from someone else's house to your house gives you such psychological satisfaction, so the same thing over here. Arthur? What? Yeah. Yeah, but that could be, that's the thing we discussed from Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov from yesterday, result versus... And that's what it says. Even the Shulchan Aruch writes, based on the Gemara on page 12, even to fix one letter in the Sefer Torah is also, because that's the real osios, the rebels. But Aksav is thick letters, and that's not a problem. Yeah, if you need the Torah, it's Mufa.
How about highlighting?
Highlighting, I think, is okay. If you're doing it as you're learning, you like highlighting, I think there's no problem with that. With the magic markers. What do you mean? Mustam, if you need it, it's going to be Tshikha the Tzibur, it has to be Goyle. So Mustam, that would be okay. Okay, then, yeah. Then there's the famous Taz. First look in the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't bracket it, on page... 14 Siftes. im shama davar chiddush mutul kosvo kadei shelo yishkachach. If you heard a davar chiddush, so you're allowed to write it down so you shouldn't forget it. And the Taz says that's Rabbeinu Peres Bagos Smach. But then he says another thing. Look at the first word line is Lilmod. Not where the wides are very wide, but they're just the regular wide lines. Oh, nira lahosif al divrei Rav Seina tam lahati ksivas chidushim b'Torah af below tam shicha, kaven shekol eis v'rega mutol alav lamol b'Torah lachadish ba fi yicholus shelo ein shayech lomar b'zei yamtin anach hayantav azikto v'chidush to osu zman yalav chiyuv acher. So as he's saying that you're allowed to write the chidush down chol moed, wait till after. No, after you'll want to be mechanish something else. Every second you have a new chiyuv to learn something new. So therefore you're allowed to write down the Divrei Torah Chol HaMoed even if you won't forget it. Because after Chol HaMoed you have a new chiyuv to write more chidushim. Right, 100%. In other words, you don't even need these hetayim. The whole point of Chol HaMoed is that you should be learning. So it should be mutar lagamri. I agree with you. You don't even need this because you're going to forget or you're going to this. It should be mutar lagamri. Stam. The whole point of the whole is a melachas that you should learn. So you shouldn't have to be looking for hetayim. 100%. 100%. And that's on page 15 over here. He talks about when they still used to use typewriters. Now it's computer. Misharogil of Tovesi Grosov Mechomas Ksiva Mutalasas King Gamachol Shamoi. And he writes from Shlomo Zalman in footnote Reish Tes, Ksiva Mechomas Ksiva Einan Hashavas L'Maisa Umen. That's not called Maisa Umen. Because anyone could do it. Not such a hard thing to do. What? I don't know. That's why is a printer in my assume?
It's the end effect.
Yeah, but we assume if everyone could do it, then that's okay. Yeah, who's we? Well, it's definitely our writing today is definitely a Maisa Hedya. So it's definitely Mutal Tzarech HaMoed, and if it's something that's not a Tircha Klal, just to jot down a little information. So if you're going to do it in calligraphy, even a little bit of calligraphy is also. But if you're going to do it the regular way, so then if it's Tzarech HaMoed, it's mutter. But even if it's not Tzarech HaMoed, you're just doing it the regular way we write. So as long as it's not a tircha, it should be okay. Okay. Now, page 16 is an important halacha. This is the discussion a little bit of Amir al-Aqam. So what's the halacha, Rabbosai? You are not allowed to tell a goy to do malacha for you on
Nishama.
Doesn't only mean that tell him to do it for you. Amir al-Akam also means if he does it also, if he does it for you, even though you didn't tell him. In other words, the guy who sits in the elevator, right? So he's living in the apartment building, on the east side, on the 15th floor, right? So the guy sees you, he knows that you live on the 15th floor, so you don't have to tell him. He sees you, presses the button of 15. So that's Amir al-Akam also. Even though you didn't say anything to him, you didn't tell him, that's also Amir al-Akam. It's just that the people who are not so well and not so young, so then they could be considered some type of cola or something, look how they walk in 15 flights. So then the evidence of Amir al-Akam is permissible for that. But a person who's young and healthy, so he shouldn't rely on going into the elevator on Shabbos with the guy pressing the button for him, because that, even though you didn't tell him, Amir al-Akam means two things. It means when you tell him, and also means when he does it on your behalf, even though you didn't tell him. It's all included in the issur of Amir al-Akam. Okay? So now, we have a din like this. Page 16. What's the halacha of the following? Say you want to build yourself a summer home out in the sticks, somewhere out of the Jewish community. You want to build some home there. Means that you're contracting a worker to do a job for you. You're not telling him when he has to do it. I am paying you to do something for me. Build me a house. Catch me a catch. Right? Build me a house. That's all I want. Even if the guy decides, hey, Saturday, ain't gonna work on Saturday, but I can work for you on Saturday. So I'll still get a house on Saturday. Right? So that's permissible. Why? Only if it's outside of the tchum, no one's gonna see. Because there, you're not telling him to do it for you on Shabbos. He's doing it on his own volition for you on Shabbos. You're not telling him So there are two types of workers. There's a schir yom and a kabbalah. A schir yom, you're paying him for the daily work. You work for me today, I pay you for today. A kabbalah, you're paying him for the job, not for the hours or for the day. Just a lump sum for the job. Okay? Say it? So a schir yom to do on Shabbos is called the Yosef. Because there, you're paying him for Shabbos. You want to be
rent Shabbos.
Even if he ends up working Shabbos. Like, for example, the dry cleaners. You take your suit for the dry cleaners, right? So what can I see? So you're going to work Kavlan. You're not telling him you're paying him by the hour or by the day. You're paying him for the job. He's going to do the job and you're going to pay. So therefore, even though he decides to do it on Shabbos, no problem.
So a kablan, the halacha is that a kablan is mutter,
it's not kablan of your atom, and skiryal is us.
Okay? That's the basic
yisoh. Comes the chachamim and says that a kablan is only mutter when it's chutz l'chol. Meaning outside the Jewish community where there's no one going there on Shabbos. But if it's inside the chum, so people are going to come and think that maybe he's a skir yom, and they'll be kosher you, that you violated the halakh. They'll be kosher you that you violated the halakh. So therefore, the din is, first let's talk about Shabbos. The din is that skir yom is definitely usher, but a kablan is mutter when chutz l'tchum. Really, a kablan should always be mutter. So Chacham said that if you be in the tchum, people are gonna not know that you did it with kablan. They'll think maybe you did it as skir yom, and they'll say, oh, he's an amari. So it's like a amari shayin type of thing. But if it's what? If it's chutz l'tchum, so then what? So then, no problem, because no one's going to see. And you're a cobbler. You're getting paid for the job. So therefore, you can have it done on job. So if you need your house to be built, so let's say like people all the time, they knock down houses, they build new houses, right? So if you have some summer home, some place where there's no one there, and it's outside the tum of anywhere any Jews are, and no one's going to see it on Shabbos, so then you can pay for the job and you can work on Shabbos. But if you're living in the heart of the community, you have your house in Brooklyn that was just knocked down and they only want to build a new house in Brooklyn, that's everyone's there. So then you can't have it done, you can't have it done on Shabbos. Because that's Kablonis, what? That's both. That's cool. And Kablonis is only... Really, skir yom was also kablanis should be mutter. But the chacham were afraid if it was going to be mate kablanis, that chachachum, people are going to come to what? To think that it was skir yom, and they'll be koshered you that you did it with skir yom, and therefore they acid it tochachum. Look inside. I'll take your question in a second. Amr Shmuel, page 16. Mekabli kibolus betochachum osir, chutz l'tchum mutter. And if it's tochatchum, it's also chutz l'tchum, it's mutter. Yoni?
There, it's such a big job, and you're not going to house, everyone knows that you're going to pay the workers a long salary.
Excellent. Woo! Cole, you're not the only Noda Behuda in this year. He is Machar. This is the famous tshuva of the Noda Behuda that the only person who's had into. One of our door 300-400 years ago, another Yehuda, has a whole tshuva. And he, mamish, in one line, says the whole tshuva. In one line! Guys, we have the Gzor Lachronim. A little Derek Harrison. Oh, so, but you're 5 steps ahead of me. You're 5 steps ahead of me, okay? All right. We're going to get to your comments very shortly. Oh, one second. Ah. Now, comes the Gemara. You see where there's an arrow here on the left side? And says the following. Tana Rabbanan, Mekablam Kibolus B'moed, Lasos Solachar Moed,
of a moed also. Klal shal davar kol shu osa omer lanoch rivosa kol shu eino osa eino omer lanoch rivosa. So there's an issur of mekabel kibos v'mod lasos lachar moed. The moed is osa. What's the pshat? Here we have a very interesting halacha. What's the interesting halacha? That, what did we say by Shabbos? That Schir Yom is Aser, Kablonis is Mutter Chutz L'Tchum, because no one's going to go there, but Aser Tochat Chum. Right? But on Chol HaMoed, we have a bigger Chumra. Chol HaMoed is more Chumra than Shabbos. Lagabi Amir Laakum. Why? Because by Chol HaMoed, Kablonis is Osir even what? Chutz L'Tchum. Why? Why is by Chol HaMoed Kablonis is Osir even Chutz L'Tchum? Why? Baruch? Because people don't have to stay in the Chum of Chol HaMoed. So you can't say, oh, I'm doing it Chutz L'Tchum, no one's going to see. But Chol HaMoed, people could travel all over. So therefore, on Chol HaMoed, there's an Isser, even what? Even Chutz L'Tchum. Now we have to get to Yoni's comment. Take a look on page 17. I have a din here in Hilchos Shabbos. Afilu merchatz otono in hiskirim shona achar shona v'nisparsim hadover al yidei kach she'in darku luskor polim ala askirim chenin minag rov anshe oso mokum laskirim lutlum barisus mutter laskirim laakum ol lutlum lo barisus. Whereas people used to rent out their ovens. Now the problem is, if I'm going to rent out my oven to a goy and he's going to use it on Shabbos, people are going to think that I'm violating the Isra Amir al-Akum, that he's working for me on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch says, in minog rov anshei mokum laskiran, in other words, if the minog is that people rent it out, so they're going to know that he's not doing it for me, that he rented it out, so then you don't have to worry that people are going to think you violated the Isra Amir al-Akum, because that's the minog. So says, I didn't put it in this packet, to the Tshuva of Noda Behuda, and Rav Moshe also, that Mikra Adin, if you're in a community where no one builds a house by paying the laborers on a daily basis, if that's the communal norm, so then what? So then there's no Isser of Kablonis even Tochat Chub, because there's not going to be a chashad that maybe you're a schir yom. But no one does this with a schir yom. No one does this with a schir yom. All right, yeah?
Even if one says from that point of view that there's no reason, maybe the other reasons, it would disturb the peace of people's Shabbos if they were jackhammers and things. There might be other reasons not to.
Okay. You know, the Shiloh always comes up. I don't know where you live, but where I live, so you have the lawn, the gardeners. They always show up. Somehow, you know, it's like the most embarrassing thing. You're coming home from Shul on Shabbos, and here the gardeners like mowing your lawn. You're saying, like, what are you doing here? Right? So, right, the gardeners just come in. So what's the din? So that's glatt. That's kablanus. That's kablanus. So what's the din by kablanus? Kablanus is asur what? But it's in the tchum. But our dear friend Yoni, who's mechavin to the Noda Behuda, the second Noda Behuda of the Shir, Yoni says that no, but whoever does lawn mowing by steer yom, right? Whoever does a lawn mower by steer yom. So since no one ever does it by steer yom, right? And since no one ever does it by steer yom, so then it's totally meikar adin, it should be mutter. I wouldn't recommend it. In other words, meikar adin, the guy could mow your lawn on Shabbos. It's not a mir lakabus. You're not paying him for Shabbos. You're paying him to do the job. He wants to show up on Shabbos, he can show up on Shabbos. It's just that tochat chum is normally yosser, but Yoni says, based on Yoni having to know the Behuda, that the whole reason tochat chum is mutter is also is because people are going to think you're a schir yom, right, Yoni? But b'zman hazeh, they're not going to think that, so it should totally be mutter, right? So you have a good point. You have a good point. Yeah, Mordechai. Okay, I don't know. In Atlanta, I don't know how they mow lawns. There's a lot of land there in Atlanta. A lot of grass. My allergies were killing me there. I took shots for 3.5 years, and I figured I was ready to go to Atlanta. They're killing me. No? I don't know. I have to write a letter to the doctor. Yeah. Ellie? What? What's mutter? Yeah, then Yom Tov also should be mutter. Yeah, who didn't speak of Yehuda? If they charge you per hour, yeah, but you didn't tell them to.
You don't pay them like a flat fee per season with that. So, depending on what they do that day, they might charge you
the price. The kablanos means they charge you for the. They charge you for the. I don't know. Kablanos means you have to be charged for the job. Yeah, Bar. Right, so it should be no worse than like Avshar Milsa. Right, okay. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, Rabosha, we're going to start the third packet now because we already finished the second packet. Okay. And yeah. Well, how do you pay it? Depends how you pay it. You pay it by the day. Every day, usually maids they get paid. I don't know. Pay it by the day. So then she comes on Shabbos, then you're paying her for Shabbos. Yeah. Right. If you're paying her by the day, then she can't. Then she can't do it on Shabbos. Yeah. I told you, if somebody does malacha for you on Shabbos, even though you didn't ask them to do it, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now we're starting the third packet. S4, part 3. Okay, and then hopefully by tomorrow we'll finish this packet, and then we'll do other things. Okay. At the beginning of this packet is the discussion of shaving on Chol HaMoed, which is a very big issue. Somebody wrote a doctorate, I'm serious, on shaving a Chol HaMoed. We have it in the library. You can get it. A whole book just on shaving a Chol HaMoed. Yeah, I think it's a doctorate, yeah. Meir Benayahu, you know? He wrote a doctorate on shaving a Chol HaMoed. Okay. Other people didn't write a doctorate. Okay. What's the story? So what should be the din of shaving Chol HaMoed? What do you think the din should be? Based on everything we've learned till now, what should be the din of shaving a Chol HaMoed then? It's our gufo. And anyone, it's definitely a Maisa head yot. Right? So Lakora, I would have thought that shaving is totally mutter on Chol HaMoed. Okay? So comes the Mishnah and says, Eilu Megalchin B'Moed, who are the people that are allowed to take shaves on Chol HaMoed? Habo Mimedina Sayam. In other words, if you were out on a trip in the Medina Sayam, and then when you were on a trip, you were in the middle of nowhere's land. Then you first came back in the middle of the holiday. Or Mibes HaShivyo, you were in captivity, and you got out in the middle of the holiday, so you didn't have a chance to shave before. Since you didn't have a chance to shave before, so then it's mutter. By Yosi Mibes HaSurim, where you were in jail, so again you didn't have a chance to shave before, then you are mutter. So the Gemara on the next page in Yidal and Aleph says, the beginning of the Gemara, Shar Kol Odom Mai Taima Asurim. So how come everyone else is Asur? Everyone should be Mutter. Because it's... Kedistan Anshei Mishmar V'Anshei Maim Men Asurim L'Sachar V'Chabes B'Chamishi U'V'Chamishi Mikorim V'Kor HaShabbos. That it used to be the people would bring the karbanos, they would have the Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Maimon would be the people in the Beis HaMikdash who would be standing there with the karbanos. So they're not allowed to take shaves and laundry, but on Thursday they could do it to take away the Shabbos. Amar Rav Racham, Rav Moshe, my time is Neshul Yitansul, Mishmarsul, Shem Nubolim, and I'm Neshul Yitansul, Regal Shem Nubolim. So the Gemara tells us the song is like this, that really shaving should be mutter for everybody. But we're afraid that if we permit you to shave on Chol HaMoed, then what? And we're afraid that you're not going to shave before Chol HaMoed, and you can leave it off for Chol HaMoed to shave. So therefore they made a gzeira that you shouldn't come into the holiday for Shehu Menuvo. So therefore they said you have to shave before, and you can't shave off Chol HaMoed. If you let you shave off Chol HaMoed, then you're not going to... You're going to come to leave it over for Chol HaMoed. Yeah. And therefore you'll come into the holiday not kept, and therefore they said no shaving on the holiday. Okay? Now, so then the Gemara says, "Bar Yerav Zera, of the law of Eber, Erev Harega. What if you lost something on Erev Harega? So you were so busy, and obviously it was something significant that you lost, so you added, you were going crazy, and you were looking for it the whole time, and you didn't get a chance to shave because you were so busy. So do we say, came into honest mutter? Do we say, since you were an honest mutter, or Vilma came into lo mucha mil salo? Or maybe no one's going to realize, you know, what happened. So it's not, see if you come out of jail, everyone knows you were in jail. So now you're shaving, they understand. But the fact that you lost the baby, there's not going to be public knowledge, so then maybe it's us. So the Gemara has this discussion. We go back and forth. So the big question that is discussed is, how does this fit into modern day society? I mean, if you let me shave, today we shave every day, a minute, right? So just because you're going to let me shave a Chol HaMoed doesn't mean I'm not going to shave before. I'll shave before and I'll shave on it. So what's the story? So there's a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Torah on page 3. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Kevin Shazel Atam and came in Gileah Kodam HaMoed Mutra L'Galeah HaMoed. He says, if the whole reason is that we're afraid that you're going to come to the regal Shehu Menuvol, so that should only be on somebody who didn't shave before Yontif. So he came to the regal Shehu Menuvol. Now he wants to shave a Chol HaMoed. We say you can't do that. But if you did shave beforehand, Rabbeinu Tam says there's no issue to shave on Chol HaMoed. So this is the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That there's no issue of shaving Chol HaMoed if you shave before. Because the whole issue of shaving normally is because you're going to come to the regal Shehu Menuvol. And here, you didn't come to the regal Shehu Menuvol. Since you didn't come to the regal Shehu Menuvol, so it's okay. And that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
What's that? Is it punishment? I mean, like...
It's like a knas. It's like...
So then we're going to... Then it's not going to be for the 7 days. It's not going to be... it's going to be also like... We don't let him shave. I understand what he's trying to... I understand it's a knas, but I'm saying it's only going to be ma'akif.
Oh, so one second. So then the tour continues, and he doesn't like this Rabbeinu Tam. The Kosha Ma'od Lahatya. The tour argues. He says, Kosha Ma'od to be Mahatya. The Gamein Nira came to the Gemara. Dim Isa Havale Lefarto Bahadi Hanach Disnan Veil Magalcha. If it's true that anyone who shaved before could shave on Chol HaMoed, so how come it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Well, the Mishnah has a whole long list of people who are allowed to take shaves on Chol HaMoed. The guy who got free, the guy who came from Medina Siam, why don't we say the guy who took a shave before? Etc. Then he's too long, so the Torah says, how come it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? So Lechora, the Torah's kasha is not a kasha. It's not such a strong kasha. Why? Because the Mishnah was mentioning things that really the Gzeira should apply to, and nonetheless it doesn't. Like, it really, the Gzeira should apply to people who didn't shave before. But here, since they were honest, we permit them. But here, it's so obvious that it's mutter. Because the whole point is we don't want people to come into the regular Shul maneuver. Here, you what? You didn't come to the regular Shul maneuver. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his tshuva, has a tshuva that he wrote in Tavshin Ches, Avram Zelig Krohn. Is that Rav Pesach Krohn's father?
Mm-hmm.
It's his father, right. Rav Pesach Krohn's father. In Tavshin Ches, he wrote this tshuva. And he says, Hine le'elu shenochutz lehem legaleach hazokim v'misparayim b'chol ha'moed, yesh lahatir b'zman hazeh. Bimdino Seinu. Rav Moshe said that really, bizman hazeh, you could shave on Chol HaMoed. Shekol elu haragilim mitisporas hazakim mistaprim b'chol yom. Because everyone who shaves every day.
Geen inzicht, tam hacholkim al rabbeinu tam shebi atur. He says that even the tour, shemati mishal galechor amol galach b'mol mitam da'amu kol asriki v'asum asriki b'aytis mutarim shutam shasub avdol aveda. In other words, part of the tour's question of Rabbeinu Tam is that if you're going to shave during Chol HaMoed, people are not going to realize that you shaved before, and they're going to come to think that you could shave even if you didn't shave before. But he says, Bizman Hazeh, everyone knows you shave every day. So they're not going to think that you didn't shave before. They're going to think you shaved before, and now you're shaving now. So he says that even those that argue on Rabbeinu Tam, he says, in our country and time, it's mutter. In other words, the two lines from the bottom in the tour was, are people going to realize that he shaved before? Maybe they'll think he didn't shave before, and therefore they'll come to think that you could shave even if you didn't shave before. No. He says, Ein shaykh chashash zeh, so we can be matir l'kule alma, afla hatur. Because again, the tour says, take a look back in the tour on page 3. Two lines from the bottom. Va'od miyod de'im gilei akoda mamoed. People are not going to realize that. And they're going to think you did it even with not being Megaleach. So that's why he's arguing with Rabbeinu Tam. He says, but that svara doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. Because everyone knows you are Megaleach Kodem HaMoed. Everyone's Megaleach Kodem HaMoed. And therefore, certainly according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mutter. And even those that argue with Rabbeinu Tam, they only argued in a society when it wasn't normal to shave every day. But in a society where it is normal to shave every day and everyone shaves every day, there's no issur. So that's what he writes over here. That really shaving is mutter, is manazeh. So as Rav Moshe concludes on page 7, the first arrow on page 7. He says, Lachem boro lanias daiti. He says that people who shave every day in our country, there's no issur. Etc. So he says that there's no issur to shave on Chol HaMoed because shaving really should be mutter meikar din, and the whole reason it's usur is because of the what? Of the chashash that you're not gonna do it beforehand, but there's Bizman Hazeh that we shave every day, and everyone realizes we shaved every day, it's mutter. But then at the end he just says, Mekomokam eini noheg l'hatir alamishi yesh lo tzorach biyoser, or mitzar biyoser. He says that Rav Moshe realized that the minhag always was that people didn't shave a Chol HaMoed. So therefore, even though he thinks Bizman Hazeh the issur doesn't apply, he only wants people to rely on the issur that people who really need to. In other words, the yeshiva guys who are not going to work and don't have that need, he would say, okay, for you, don't better not to shave. And the people who are going to work, they could shave. But he says, but anyone who wants to shave, even if he's a yeshiva guy, and he wants to shave, you can't criticize him because it's mutter. Aval mikol mokem eini noy latir l'misha yesh lo tzarach biyoser mitzar biyoser. Echad yirtzel lismoch al zeh gam mishvil hayipoy bulvah. In other words, if someone wants to rely on this just to look nice, he doesn't like coming into shul. The second day Yom Tov with half a beard. He just doesn't like it. He's not going to lose his job. He's not working. He's a yeshiva guy. So he says if he insists that he wants to shave, ein limchos b'yado. You cannot say anything to him because he's right. Because me'etzem adin hu mutter. Me'etzem adin hu mutter. It's just, So
So the way society works today is that a lot of people who work on Chol HaMoed, if they have a heter to work, do shave. And a lot of yeshiva people don't shave. So, but Mikra Din, anyone who wants to shave could shave. And no one could say you're doing anything wrong. Yeah. Well, you mean because of the sphere? Okay, so so Chol HaMoed Pesach depends with if you keep the first day of Sfira, so then if you don't shave during Sfira, then you'd have another reason not to shave. But right, in a Hanan, you wouldn't shave. But the Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you certainly could shave. So as my shita always is, like if you're in a community, like you live in Brooklyn, and all the yeshiva fellas don't shave, so I don't know. But you're in a community where all the yeshiva fellas don't shave, so I don't know. So maybe you shouldn't shave because you don't want to, in the face. Yeah. But some people are very, think they should shave. So you can't criticize anyone for shaving on Chol HaMoed b'zman hazeh, because Moshe says even the Torah holds it. He thinks the Torah only asks it in a society where they didn't shave every day. And shaving really should be mutter. It's only a gzeira that you're going to come to Menuvel. But that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Yeah, Mordechai? It doesn't look nice. No, it doesn't look nice when you're amongst the professionals in a workplace, and you come in. So then, Chora, you should for sure rely on Rav Moshe and shave, because he holds that really Mikra Din, even the yeshiva guys who are at home the whole day could shave. Some say, like Rav Shechter says, I think from the Rav and others, that once there's a heter to shave, then there should be a chiyuv to shave. Because if it's mutter to shave, so then it's not nice to come into the second days of Yontif, which is a very plausible svara. Lamaisa, amongst B'nai Torah in the world today, here and in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag has been not to shave. But like this was one of, Rav Moshe had a lot of courage. Rav Moshe was known for his coolness, not for his chumras. He has his chumras too, but he wasn't known for his. A big gadol is usually known for their coolness, not for their chumras. But Rav Moshe had his share of chumras too, but he had much more. So this was one of his major coolness, that the issue of shaving on Chol HaMoed doesn't really apply. Okay, so tomorrow, Rabosha, we have to finish off. We have to do laundering of Chol HaMoed, and we have to do cutting your nails, filling, and how you're supposed to dress on Chol HaMoed.